should be. He was there and he went home for a second. Said something like, screw him, they away from you or something like that. Yeah. He did it, actually. You got a cat?
My daughter.
At your house?
No, that would never happen.
Are you allergic to cats?
I am.
Not when they're underwater.
Oh, here we go.
So does that mean you'll never be at your daughter's house?
She's too.
She was in a hurry to get her walker connected to her house. So she covered her entire floor with spare room with everything. We really just left it in the closet.
Did you guys see that California just passed a law that you're not there, you can't buy dogs with puppy mills anymore?
Yeah. Pet shops can't buy from puppy mills.
Yeah.
But what's their, do they have the same description of a puppy mill?
You got a leash.
One passed after 12 years, so we got another one.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know. What did you mean? They are the best.
She barks like twice a month.
But you know what I'm doing, so to mix it up,
No, I can't play.
I need to get a sheep a doodle.
Oh,
cool. Sheepdog,
really? That's cool.
So are they hyperallergenic?
Yes. Well, there's no guarantees. Well,
yeah. Labradoodles are hyperallergenic,
yeah,
too, I think.
Well, there's no...
There's no guarantee because all dogs disseminate dander. It depends on how
right.
much. I just read an article about that.
I have a cockapoo that is supposed to be hypoallergenic. It's not.
I like big dogs.
Huh?
I like big dogs.
Me too. I didn't have a choice in this dog.
I have a little teeny dog.
What do you have?
It's a silky terrier. She looks like Benji. She's very cute. We rescued her from a shelter in Chicago, I think, 2 years ago. She was caged for 2 years for breeding purposes only. Then when we brought her home, we had a cage, but she went in the cage and she wouldn't come out of the cage. That's because that's all she knew.
Right.
It took us like 2 weeks to coax her out, you know, and to like let her feed her and everything.
Actually, it doesn't say much for the Brown family, right? I mean, I don't want to go out there.
No.
I'm sorry.
Love you too. What is this?
I tell you what, if you just come on time, you don't have to bring stuff.
I know, exactly. Snacks.
Here, bring it right over there. That's who you want to... That's who you want to...
Is that from upstairs? It was my birthday. That's why I scraped the name off. Sure, Joe. Whatever you want. This week. Thank you, sir. I'm late.
You're fine.
Kat, do you last?
Nice.
You just got minutes anyway, dude.
Yeah, I
got it away.
Sure. Sounds good to me.
That's accurate. So do public safety, parks, and development?
Sounds good.
You guys ready? Yeah, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Trustee Fenn?
Here.
Trustee Guerra?
Here.
Trustee Calandrello?
Here.
Public Safety, approval of minutes?
Looking for a motion.
Move to approve the, oh, Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Fenton?
Move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Public Safety Committee of September 18th, 2017.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Move to appoint Trustee Calandrello as chairperson for Parks and Rec.
I guess, I'll second that.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Give me 1 second.
Sure.
I'm sorry. Okay. My bad. Well, usually we have an issue. I have to.
Rule of minutes?
Looking for a motion.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Fenton?
Move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Parks and Recreation Committee of September 18th, 2017.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Sidewalk salt order for village, sidewalk salt order for village buildings.
Mr. Chair, with the winter season forthcoming, we're requesting permission to make our annual purchase for sidewalk de-icer. Parks and Grounds Department requested quotes from three different vendors. Our current vendor was used as a baseline for the product. They came in at $7.90 per bag. We were able to find another company locally that was able to provide a bulk discount at $6.50 per bag, which is a little bit less than we were paying last year, which is very nice. So we're requesting permission to purchase a bulk quantity of bag salt for the winter season that is fast approaching. Russo Supply had the low price per bag at $6.50, and they offered an additional early bird discount of $318.15. Staff is requesting approval for the approval of funding for the first order in the amount of $6,051.50 for 980 bags of sidewalk salt.
Stop reading.
That's not a random number, that's a semi-load.
Okay, just a quick question, and so you do sidewalks and John does streets, is that how the salt works?
We do all village parking lots, properties, and sidewalks. So every building we have, we maintain the parking lots and the walkways to and from those buildings. John does the streets.
And then John's salt is different than your salt?
It is, yes, vastly different. They use a road mix or a rock salt. We use a flake, which melts because pedestrians are a lot more fragile than a car. So we need to ensure that we don't have ice. We actually salt a lot more than they do. We're out more than they are because we worry about the public.
They use a beet juice mix.
We actually have that in the parking lots as well. They treat that prior to an event. They do the main thoroughfares through our parking lots.
Cool. Any questions from the audience? From the committee? Looking for motion.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Fenn?
Move to recommend to the Village Board to approve the purchase of sidewalk salt from Russo Power Equipment in the amount not to exceed $6,051.50 and recommend to spend additional funds as needed from the approved 2017 budget amount of $11,971.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Roof replacement for Heritage and Helen Park Pavilions.
Mr. Chair, we went out to bid earlier this year for the roof replacements of some of our large pavilions in the Parks Admin Building. The winning bid was granted to Filato Construction of Crest Hill. Going through the bidding process, I do have some realized savings. I have several thousand dollars left. We are seeking permission to have the roofs replaced in some of our smaller pavilion areas that are in need of replacement with those funds and some additional funds from another parks account.
Perfect. Any questions from the audience? From the committee? Looking for a motion.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Fenn?
Move to recommend to the Village Board to approve the roof replacements of Heritage and Helen Park pavilions at a cost not to exceed $9,560 to Filato Construction, Inc. of Crest Hill, Illinois.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Retaining wall repair at 144th Street and First Avenue.
Mr. Chair, unfortunately, this is coming back to you guys. This was committee and board approved very recently as item 2017-0568. During processing and getting ready to issue the contract for the work, it was realized that this was not quoted at prevailing wage. We received a new quote, which is still $620 below the other proposals. We're recommending re-awarding the work to Touch Up Green for the failing retaining wall.
So prevailing wage was cheaper than?
Well, they're still paying prevailing wage, but they're cheaper than the other bid.
Okay.
Which was from Sender Landscape. Yeah, I was very excited with the first price of $6,200 or $6,300, whatever it was, and then come to find out that they did not quote us at prevailing wage. That's why it was several thousand dollars cheaper.
$2,880 to be exact.
Any questions from the audience? From the board? Looking for a motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
Move to recommend to the village board to approve the updated quote from A Touch of Green in the amount of $9,280 for the repair of the viaduct retaining wall on the south side of 144th Street and First Avenue.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Plant replacement improvements for median, ROW, and Metro landscaping beds.
Mr. Chair, staff is seeking permission to spend funds to replace plants that have failed in a lot of our right-of-way areas, medians, and some metro sites. Attached a spreadsheet with each location and the specified budget amounts per each fund. In total, it's roughly 766 plants and roughly 300 yards of sod that will be getting installed. Total cost is $43,945. JGS was sought out for proposals because they are our current vendor that hold the contract for the median work, and that will actually be going back out to RFP next year.
Any questions from the audience? From the committee?
I have one.
Trustee Fenn.
So did these plants fail because of the salt?
It's a variety of sources. It could have been salt, it could have been drought, it could have been over. There's so many plants in so many different locations. We did not do this last year, so some of them were from last year. But anywhere you see bare spots on medians, it's those areas.
Because the reason I asked about if it was salt, I was wondering if it'd be better off we waited till spring to do the planting and the winter go by.
Most of the plants that are in the medians are salt tolerant.
Oh, okay.
And we typically have a buffer from the edge of the curb going in towards the plants to help reduce damage to the plantings.
Okay. On that note, Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenn.
Motion. Move to recommend to the village board to approve the replacement of dead plants and improvements in specific locations in the mediums, right-of-way, and metro locations to our current landscape vendor, JGS Landscape Architects, in an amount not to exceed $43,945.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
2018 Taste of Orland Entertainment, American English, a Beatles tribute band.
Yes, so we are back with planning and thinking ahead for 2018. As you know, the band American English played this past year at Taste and has continued to play for a long time and continues to draw in the crowds. With the expectation that they will continue that momentum in the future, staff is recommending to have them perform this upcoming year, 2018, on Sunday, August 5th, at the Taste of Orland Park. The total cost of the performance would be $5,500, and that would be a $2,750 deposit and a balance of $2,750 to be paid the day of the event.
Any questions from the audience? From the committee? I just have one, which I'm glad that this wasn't cut. I know I wasn't here for the budget meeting. I had to go to work, but I'm glad that we're still going to have a three-day taste, it sounded like, and I look forward to working with REC to find out how to budget within the challenging budget process that took place when I wasn't here. So I'm glad we're still doing the taste and we're still doing the 3 days with the American English.
We've got a lot of ideas, and we're going to be sitting down talking. We're excited.
Nancy, how long has American English been playing the taste?
Ever since it started.
Yeah,
has it been every year?
Time.
Yep.
It hasn't been since day one, really.
Well. Any more questions?
Nope.
Looking for a motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
Move to recommend to the village board to approve the contract for the group American English in an amount of $5,500 to provide for entertainment at the Taste of Orland Park on Sunday, August 5th, 2018, from 7 to 9 p.m., and recommend approval of a deposit payment in the amount of $2,750 to be paid to American English upon approval of the contract and the balance to be paid at the Taste of Orland Park 2018 to the band American English.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Development Services approval of minutes.
Madam Chairman.
Trustee Calandrola.
I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Development Services Planning and Engineering Committee of September the 18th, 2017.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Hay and Associates Incorporated, contract for plan review and landscape architect services.
Madam Chair, we are excited to bring this project forward. This is something my staff's been working on for a couple of months. We have not gone out for RFPs. since 2001 for our landscape plan reviewer. This is the firm who typically reviews all the landscape plans, detention pond plantings for private projects that come forward for development approval. We've been using Planning Resources since 2001. We went back out for proposals this fall, and we had 11 different qualifying firms submit proposals. We are recommending approval tonight of Hay & Associates. There's a detailed analysis in your staff report on why, but generally, to summarize it, is we are excited about them because they're on all resources they have in-house. They don't have to sub out any of their work. They have landscape architects, arborists, everything. It's a one-stop shop for landscape-related items, and as well as their hourly rate is actually very competitive. So we are recommending approval tonight of Hayden Associates for a four-year contract to be our dedicated landscape reviewer.
I thought it was really good that they had ecologists and everybody that was in there.
I mean,
it was
very rare to have a company that has anything that we would need, and not just for private development projects, but we could utilize them as a resource for staff as well.
One-stop shopping.
Yep.
Very efficient.
I'm going to put that down in my non-monetary efficiencies.
There you go.
John, you got that? Write that down. Okay. Thank you.
Is there anyone for any comments or questions from the audience, from the committee?
Before my motion, is the guy who owns it or girl that owns it, Hay?
Hay.
Mm-hmm. Hay. I thought it was just, hey, an associate. Anyway, we're having too much fun today. Madam Chair.
Trustee Calendrell.
I would recommend to the Village Board to approve the contract of Hay and Associates, Inc. for landscaping plan review and landscaping architect services for the amount not to exceed $28,000 per year.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Solar panels, 15631 Plum Tree Drive.
Isn't this the one we already approved?
No, this is a different one.
A different one?
Yeah,
okay, that's why I wasn't sure.
This is becoming a little bit more popular. So as you remember, our code requires these type of projects to go through a environmental clean technology review. And this is another single family home who wants to install solar panels as part of the green initiative. And we are recommending approval of it.
I think it's fantastic that all these residents and homeowners are getting into this. And
well, I think the technology is also becoming a little bit more affordable as well.
Or if you have a day like Saturday and it rains all day, you're up a creek.
No, they still produce.
I know. Yep. But then they get replenished like a day on today. Yep. It was very sunny.
Yep.
Does anyone in the audience have any comments or questions? I'll keep quiet. Is there a motion?
Yes, there is. Madam Chair.
Trustee Calendrell.
I move to recommend to the Village Board approve the environmental clean technology review for a roof-mounted solar energy system at 15613 Plum Tree Drive, as recommended at September 26, 2017, Plan Commission meeting, as indicated in the below fully referenced motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Holiday installation and storage.
Madam Chair, all right, so there's a lot going on with this one. And timing is very important because as we speak, the holiday decorations are being delivered. So they've gotten through customs and they should be delivered this week to our Public Works facility, which is why this is actually on the agenda to be approved by the board tonight as well. So as you recall, back in July, we finalized the last phase of purchasing new holiday decorations. And now we've been planning with all the departments and how we're going to get all this done, and then what additional costs may need to be absorbed in order to do it effectively. So what we have tonight before you is kind of a breakdown of what we recommend as a way to approach the installation of the holiday lights. The number one under the staff memo is what Public Works is going to do. So Public Works this season is going to install all the new custom pole decor, which is, remember, is the gold bow that was designed especially for the village. So they're going to be installing those. There's 255 street poles that need to have those installed on. There are some additional supplies like brackets and things like that, and that extension cords and similar things that need to be installed along with that, as well as we're going to maintain those and we're going to install those, so we have to store those after the holiday season. So that total cost for Public Works to do all those things is $15,060. So that's number one. The second thing is we went back to Holiday Creations, which is the company who wraps all the trees for us. They're wrapping 682 trees this year in the entire village, as well as they installed the 3D decor last year. If you remember, this year we were going to transition the installation of the 3D decor to Gary's staff. And we sat down with Gary and with his staff, and we talked about how many man hours would it take and what would that take them away from other things that needed to be done. And we had Gary provide that cost, and then we got a quote from Holiday Creations. And actually, the quote from Holiday Creations was cheaper. Right. So again, we're being efficient with, write that down, John. We're being efficient with holiday decorations. I'm like stocking up all these wins.
We are the Lean Six.
That's right. So we are recommending that actually we go ahead and extend the contract, which is included in your packet, to Holiday Creations to install all the new 3D decor throughout the village. So what will Gary's guys still be doing? Gary's guys are going to still install all the vintage 2D decor that goes in Centennial Park. And so they will continue to do that as well. And that's number three on your staff agenda as well, which has a cost of $15,468. That also includes purchasing a few minor decor pieces that we're going to utilize. We utilized them last year for free of charge. And this year, the supplier has given us a 30% discount if we purchase them. So I'm recommending to go ahead and purchase those and just get them. And then the last but not least is the banner program. So all of our banners are in pretty bad condition with the exception of 37 of them. And those 37s were the smaller ones that we used to install down at Crescent Park in the downtown area. Well, we're going to have the gold bows now be as on those poles down there. So we are relocating those 37 banners to Old Orland. John and his staff's already put one up. It looks great. We wanted to make sure that it looked good, it fit right. They did all that. It's fine. It's going to be nice to have something in Old Orland, but we need to hire additional holiday banners. So we're proposing to go ahead and order just 230 additional banners, and then 25 of those would be the smaller ones that we would hang in Centennial Park. So all in, so we can all have a great holiday season. We are talking about installation, maintenance, storage, purchase of banners and equipment is $114,924.38. And that money is available in the Economic Development Fund, which is the same fund that we use to purchase the additional holiday decorations. So we're asking for approval of those items tonight. And because of timing, and we need to, I don't know if you noticed, but we already have trees wrapped. They already started wrapping the trees because we have so many of them to do. We need to have this approved back-to-back tonight.
So we're going back to a very nice traditional Christmas in the village.
Yeah, you're going to love it. There's Santas and snowmen and reindeer. And
I know, I'm just trying to make a point to our friends sitting at that table over there.
Trusty
it is very traditional Christmas
in
Orland Park.
As it can be. And I will not be going on vacation this year when they're installed, so no one can put red bows on them.
Trustee Fenton, I'm sorry, Madam Chair, I'd like to just also note that, yes, based on the board's direction back in December, that we did go back to the traditional holiday decor, and also just remind the board that it's been probably 25, almost 30 years since we purchased any new holiday decorations.
Right.
So we
our
money's worth.
Stuff is very vintage.
Yes, it may sound like a lot of money, but we have definitely gotten our... We've definitely gotten our money's worth on our decor that we've had in the village.
The nice thing also about the other company installing is that they do get damage in installation or takedown. They're responsible for repairing them as well. Not that we don't trust our guys, but it's always nice to have that responsibility fall on someone else.
Well, plus if they break it, we have to pay for it.
Right, exactly.
So they can break the vintage stuff.
This is true. Our vintage. Vintage is coming back, so watch it. You little youngin', the materials are probably older than you.
I'm not that young.
Does anyone have any comments in the audience? Who would? Any comments from Trustee Calandrello?
I like to make a motion.
There you go. You got a long way to go.
I know. Here we go. I move to recommend to the approval of a budget adjustment in the amount of $114,924.38 from the Economic Development Fund to the General Fund for the expenditures, and recommend approval of the contract with Holiday Creations, amount of $60,773.33 for the installation, takedowns, storage, maintenance of the 3D holly decor as outlined, and recommend approval of $11,468.80 for purchase of 3D items from
Artistic.
Thank you. Holly Direction. See, you got me messed up now. The flow's gone. Designs as outlined, and recommend approval of $19,060 for the related costs associated with the installation material and storage associated with the streetlight pole decor and 2D vintage holly decor as outlined. And finally, I recommend approval of $23,622.25 for the purchase of new holly banners from core marketing as outlined.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. And if I misspoke, I read everything on the motion.
It's University good. Of Chicago Medical Center ground lease.
Oh, Madam Chair, we are closing out the parking deck project this year, and we have been negotiating with the University of Chicago on the cost sharing of the parking deck. If you remember when the agreement was approved with the University of Chicago, they were going to, they had to pay a certain percentage of the spaces based on bond use, and we had to pay a certain percentage as well. When we contemplated that original agreement, we contemplated that we would be the one doing the maintenance, and then they would be turning around and paying us. However, in the meantime, we've been working with them, and they have a very high standard, what they call it a level one premium standard. So basically, if it snows, they're there, and they don't, nothing stays on the ground. That's the standard they set with their campus in Hyde Park, and that's the standard that they set here. So recognizing that they have a higher standard of maintenance, we then kind of flipped it, and we said, okay, University of Chicago, show us what you propose to do, how much it would cost. We're not paying for that higher standard. They're still picking up that higher standard, that increment between, but we are picking what our normal share would be for that area down there. They're going to do the parking lot, they're going to do Jefferson Street, they're going to do all the parking garage as well. That's cleaning it, power washing it, snow plow removal, everything. And actually, we thought when we originally budgeted for this, Ann and I thought it would cost maybe around $165,000 total, and actually the cost is coming at $86,839. And this is also, again, a more efficient way to do it instead of having our guys down there doing it and then us getting complaints because we're not doing it at the level that they of their expectations. It's better to just have them do it. We pay them. We have to do a budget adjustment tonight because there is 3 months of this year that we still need to pay, and then this is already budgeted in next year's budget.
Another efficiency point.
Yes, write that down. I am like 3 for 3 tonight.
Well, it also takes away then Parks doesn't have to cover
yeah,
that.
So. I couldn't maintain that level of service. No, and I mean, they're also going to do Jefferson Street as well. So it's a good partnership.
Joe's trying to tell you something.
It could be, yeah. As we have additional phases of development, that's noted in the staff report, is we're going to try to continue to shift the cost of the maintenance to other users in the area as well.
Sounds like a plan. Does anybody have any comments from the audience? Trustee Calandrello?
So just real quick. So the only thing we have to do left in the triangle snow-wise would be this, the Metro parking lot.
Yeah, so, the Crescent Circle.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
142nd Crescent
yeah.
Circle.
What would you now?
Yeah, we do that yeah. now.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. With that, I have a motion, Madam Chair.
Trustee Calandrello.
I move to recommend approval of the budget adjustment for FY 2017, the amount of $21,709.75, and recommend the approval of a cost-sharing maintenance agreement as outlined, estimated to be $86,839 annually, and finally recommend authorizing the village manager to execute the necessary documents.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
PDQ Restaurant, Lot 3 of 15610 LaGrange Retail Development.
Well, last but certainly not least, this is a restaurant that is going into the previously approved development, LFI's development at 156 in LaGrange Road. This particular restaurant and site plan was not approved as part of the overall PUD at the time that the Village Board previously approved it, which is why it's going back through the approval process now. So this is for a 3,500 square foot restaurant. It's one of the outpads located along the front of LaGrange Road for a new restaurant called PDQ. And the petitioner's here if you have any questions as well. So this is approval of a site plan, special use permit, and landscape plan.
I do have some questions.
For me or for the petitioner?
Either or.
I told him there wouldn't be any questions.
You can answer it then.
Yeah.
Okay, if you, I'm looking at this.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, for elevations?
Yes, but it's the second or third one in there. I don't know, it just looks kind of bland, no offense.
Well, this is the brand. PDQ is a national franchise, and I'll let the petitioner talk a little bit about what PDQ is.
That's going to be my other question.
Right. It is a national franchise. And actually, this does meet all of our codes in terms of our 90% brick requirement mm-hmm. for all commercial buildings and everything like that. So I think that what we, and then they are putting the pergola in as well, which ties into across the street,
right,
which is the Lowe's development,
nice.
Which
yes.
we wanted to tie those two developments together. So, but I'll I can defer to the petitioner for some additional information on PDQ.
I owe you lunch. You got to come up here, though.
You have to state your name and address for the clerk. Sorry.
I'm Steve Kamelik. I'm with LFI. Actually, petitioner in this case is a little bit. But I would just echo what Carrie was saying, that PDQ is a national franchise. It's similar in product to Chick-fil-A. And they are new to the Chicagoland area. I think they just opened in Wheaton in the last month. What they presented is their typical branding.
So is it a chicken place, a burger place? Because I know they use Portillo in the background. Use Portillo's, like you don't talk to a box. You're talking to an individual. How Portillo's has the people out there, impressive.
Similar here in how they deliver the food. There's a double drive-up window. They call it double touch, so they are into the personal aspect of treating the customer. But in fact, the PDQ stands for people dedicated to quality. So, and I don't know how that measures up, but
people are going to ask what do they serve, because that doesn't make, you know, the name but, usually tells you what they what
chicken
serving.
So that's another chicken. I would align it with Chick-fil-A, the similar type of fare.
Okay,
so this is one of three restaurants that's proposed in LFI site. The first, the other ones are Miller L House, right? Miller.
And Chewy's
and Mexican. Chewy's, right? It does meet our code.
Chicken, Mexican, and beer.
Yeah.
Hot from one to the other. Okay, I just wanted, it just didn't look perky. No offense.
I will have to say, the one in Wheaton really does look nice.
I'm sure when it's all lit up and everything.
Lit up, the colors are nice. It is a good looking restaurant. They landscaped it very well out there, and I expect nothing less here.
Mm-hmm. How is this going to fit in with, the elevations for the other two?
Well, they all have their own unique elevations that they're known for in terms of their brand.
And they're all three separate. They're not, are they
yeah.
connecting?
No, they're all three separate Good. Standalone restaurants.
Okay. Does anyone in the audience have any comments? Trustee Calandrola?
I have a motion.
Oh. Okay.
Madam Chair?
Go. Trustee Calandrola?
I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve the preliminary site plans entitled PBQ Orland Park, SWC 159th Street and LaGrange Road, Orland Park, Illinois, prepared by Entered Plan LLC, dated June 19, 2017, last revised August 29, 2017, Sheet C1, subject to the following conditions below and referenced. Is that going to be okay, or do I have to read all of them?
No, you don't have to read them.
Okay. Before I make my second, Trustee Calandrola said 159th, it's 156th.
Hang on a second, Kathy. Why doesn't he have to read all of them?
Because it's fully referenced below.
No, it doesn't say that.
I put it in my I put
oh,
that
you
in
did?
Myself.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you want me to read? I can read it. Okay, ready?
No, you don't have to read. It is fully referenced.
But it doesn't state that. It goes right into requirement
I can, you know what?
One.
I don't want to have to redo it. So,
read it.
Okay. Sounds good. Subject to the following conditions. No, it's okay. move the dumpster behind the building as was
depicted
in the original plan submitted June 19, 2017. And I move to recommend to the Village Board approve the elevations drawings entitled Exterior Elevations and the drawings entitled Proposed Exterior Elevations prepared by Interplan LLC, dated June 19, 2017, last revised August 29, 2017, sheet A2.0 and A2.1, and the entire proposed exterior elevations drawing. And I move to recommend to the Village Board of Trustees to approve the preliminary landscaping plan entitled PBQ, Orland Park SWC, 159th Street, LaGrange Road, 156th Street, LaGrange Road, Orland Park, Illinois, prepared by Interplan LLC, dated June 19, 2017, last revised August 29, 2017, sheet LP1, LP, and LP2. And I move to recommend the Village Board approve a special use permit for BDQ, a restaurant with a drive-through facility, subject to the same conditions outlined in the preliminary, site plan motion. Modifications to the special use permit include: 1. Move the dumpster behind the building as depicted in the original plans submitted June 19, 2017. I would love to hear the discussion about the dumpsters.
Yes.
That's second. It. Thank.
Garbage dumpsters are very important.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Motion to adjourn.
So moved. Say second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Sure.